KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, I've said it often on this show. It is a privilege, an honor. We are humbled to be able to deliver to you content that you can put to use for you and your family and those in your sphere of influence. Later in the show, we'll have information about a marriage enrichment workshop coming to Calvary Church Albuquerque. It'll be the weekend of Friday, January 30th. It'll be that Friday and Saturday. And we'll visit with the Chavises. Lino and Paige are going to be facilitating that workshop, and we'll get some details from them about that. We're going to also revisit an interview we did during the holidays with a local author who's moved out to the left coast, and a great new book, though, that she's made available, and maybe something that's of interest for you and your kids. Reminder to you that if you have an event that's coming up and you'd like New Mexico to know about it, well, we'd like to hear from you. For example, Fundamentals Training for Biblical Albuquerque Biblical Counseling. This gets underway this Saturday. Now, and again, I just love this. This is the body of Christ working together. Center City Evangelical Church here in Albuquerque is hosting the event at Eastern Hills Church. That'll be the venue. So if you have a calling, or you have ever wanted to receive your certification in biblical counseling, this is an event for you. The one-to-one Albuquerque biblical counseling training, and they're going to equip you for receiving your level one ACBC certification. And you can actually find additional dates and questions answered at albuquerquebiblicalcounseling.org on the web. But if you have an event you want announced, send all the details through our website. Just go to klyt.fm. And actually on the homepage, if you scroll down, you'll find an events portion of the homepage and a place for you to click to leave your event. Or go to the events page and also utilize that page to find out what's going on in the community that you may want to take part in. And several events are going to be happening through our friends at Cape New Mexico. Their website, by the way, is cape-nm.org. And in studio with us for the first half of today's show, David Jones from Cape New Mexico. David, great to catch up with you.
Steve, it's great to see you. I really want to say thank you for taking the time to discuss one of the most important topics on my mind that can impact not only our current generation, but future generations, and that's homeschooling.
Yeah, and you know, often when we talk about in our conversation, the roundhouse is going to come up, but when we talk about things happening in the roundhouse, we often talk about, really the fix to these issues, all of them that we're talking about, is Jesus in the home.
Amen.
But there's practical things for us to be talking about for solving issues, but really the answer is Jesus, and we appreciate what Cape New Mexico has been doing. Wow, for how long now, David, do you know?
We're coming up on our 30th year as an organization.
All right.
Yeah.
So you've got people who are kids in the organization. Wouldn't surprise me if some of those kids are a vital part of CAPE now.
They are. We actually have a number of folks that had been a runner in a past convention. And if you don't know, who CAPE is, or the Christian Association of Parent Educators, and what runners are, they're a lot of times teenage kids that will help different exhibitors, different people around the convention with just general items. They're
gopher.
There to serve. Yeah, they're a gopher.
Yeah.
And we have the runners that were in convention back in 2000 that are now leading the next generation of runners.
Yeah.
To see those kids trained up in the ways of the Lord.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's awesome.
I only did 1 year in children's ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And I will tell you that those second graders that I taught, it's back to the whole they're growing up, to see people walking around with their kids coming up and saying, "Hey, Mr. Ryman," It's, you know, it's the cycle of life, and it's a blessing. And I really do appreciate David, you and the team at Cape New Mexico, whether staff or volunteers, that work diligently to share the love of Christ and education through a biblical worldview lens with this and the next generation. But yeah, generically speaking, and you mentioned somewhat, you know, what CAPE stands for, but in general, and we'll get to the events in general, what do families get when they're connected with a group like CAPE New Mexico?
Well, that's one of the things is CAPE serves the New Mexico home educators and support groups with information, encouragement, and support. You know, we've got a variety of events, resources, and communication that basically keeps homeschooling families up to date with what's going on with the law,
yeah,
what the current curriculums are, different teachings, supports as far as support groups that are out there. You know, because you might say, hey, my kid's really into STEM. What support groups out there that's going to help them with their science, technology, you know, and math? So,
right,
you know, those are the things that we try to do to support not only veteran homeschoolers, but you're just wanting to get started into homeschooling.
Yeah, it can be intimidating. And with the assistance of the resources available at CAPE, and let me repeat the website, cape-nm.org. I haven't actually logged on today, but I've been there plenty of times. There is a well source of information. And as we go through our conversation, I'll probably refer to some of that. There's a lot of things that we want to get through, so I'll jump right into it. Now, later in our conversation, we'll talk about the local convention that's coming up here in the Albuquerque area later this year and what to expect there. You mentioned something before we came on the air. I'm not sure if I've seen this happen before, and if it has, it may have escaped me. You have a mini conference coming up.
Yeah, one of the things that CAPE really wants to do is reach all parts of New Mexico, because there's a lot of times where, you know, the people up in Aztec or the people over in Clovis, they can't come to Albuquerque for a weekend or whatnot. So we said, let's take the show on the road.
Yeah.
And so, like, for instance, last year we went to Clovis, we went to Aztec. This year we're doing a mini conference up down in Las Cruces on January 23rd and 24th. CAPE will be taking a couple of speakers down there. We'll be touching on topics like how to get started. You know, what? Why do you want to homeschool? That's going to be at the Bethel Bible Fellowship at 3890 Stern Drive in Las Cruces. We're going to actually have a used curriculum sale. We'll be doing a time of fellowship and support, providing workshops, and just general question and answer. Because like I said, Steve, there are so many different times that people have questions. Where do I begin? What's the requirement for vaccinations? What's the requirement for, you know, notifying the state that we're actually going to be removing our children from the public school systems? And that's one of the things that's just amazing. Even the local school districts don't realize what the law actually says.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes to Las Cruces and the mini conference, is that on the website?
Actually, no. We actually just sent out some communications on that. If you're interested in obtaining a little bit more information, you can email us at info@cape-nm.org. info@cape-nm.org.
Okay. And of course, that's the website. And if you go to the website, you know, you'll find all kinds of information about the upcoming conference in the convention in the Albuquerque area, along with information from previous ones. Again, we'll touch on that a little bit later. What I do love too, if you go to the site, there's a tab, events and convention. So much more than the convention annually that happens. And one of them, you know, you mentioned David so many times. Parents don't know the legal aspects of homeschooling. And, you know, we mentioned CAPE's been around 30 years. And in 30 years, things have ebbed and flowed and changed. A lot of has stayed the same. But, you know, there's always changes. And, you know, it's kind of like being someone who's dealing with Medicare or Medicaid, or, you know, every year things are changing, and it's important that you get with the expert that's up to speed on all the changes, new developments, new laws, new legislation. But let's talk about the State of the Nation event coming, and you know who should be a part of that. When is it, and what will the details about the event be?
So, Steve, as you mentioned, over the years, there's been a lot of changes. There has been a lot of that are staying the same, but we are definitely seeing the ripples in the pond. State after state after state have been introducing legislation that is trying to restrict homeschooling. For instance, wanting parents to, you know, submit their curriculum, wanting parents to have a certain level of education. And there are laws that have been presented in the last couple of years in states that are definitely very concerning. And so, therefore, we did this last year. We're doing it again this year on January 31st from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Faith Chapel Church here in Albuquerque. CAPE will be hosting the State of the Nation, and it's located at 1726 Girard Boulevard Northeast. And basically what it's going to be in conjunction provided by the attorneys and leadership at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association regarding the current legal and legislative landscape and homeschooling freedoms in the United States. And like I said, there have been some legislative updates that we want to present to everyone. Now, if you can't be there in person, Steve, we do have an online virtual option, but being there in person, you know, we're going to be able to do a lot of Q&A and address the topics that are at hand with the legal challenges that we're seeing coming down our pike.
Yeah, so you know, whether you're a homeschooler or thinking about it, this is an event you want to be at January 31st. And actually, David, I'm going to make sure some of this that we get specifics that we can be having our announcers mention, and God willing, find it on the KLYT website on the events page. This is perfect. This is exactly the kind of information our community needs, including the mini conference in Las Cruces, January 23rd and 24th, and then the State of the Nation with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association on January 31st, Faith Chapel, 1726 Girard. And you know, I would say this, if you're not finding it on cape-nm.org, do yourself a favor and email info@cape-nm.org on the website, you'll find an answer. David and his team are responsive and will get to you what you need. Still to come in our conversation, we're going to talk about CAPE at the Capitol. January 20th, the session gets underway. And then in February, there'll be a CAPE at the Capitol. We'll get to details about that. Graduation and the convention that we've already mentioned a couple of times. We'll make sure to come back and cover it all. David, can you stay with us?
I sure can, Steve.
Okay, we're going to come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, as I mentioned in our first segment, if you have an event you'd like us to know about, go to klyt.fm and click on, right on the homepage, if you scroll down, you'll find the events area of the homepage. There's also a tab at the top of the page to go to the actual events page. But you can either click on that and send us the details, or just email studio@klyt.fm. For example, Painting with a Purpose. We talked about it yesterday from Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's a fundraiser they're doing, but what a great family event to get out on Friday, January 23rd. And you just have to write down the address, because it's actually kind of in an industrial area, but they've made space for this event at 4700 Lincoln Road in Albuquerque, 4700 Lincoln Road with CEF, or you can go to the website at cefofnewmexico.com. You'll see the event there. But come on out for fun and meaningful paint night, where every brushstroke helps share the love of Jesus with children. It's a ticketed event, fundraiser. And listen, no artistic experience is needed, which means I'm invited. So just go to relax, connect, and create while supporting the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship and opportunities to be a part of their good news clubs in the public schools. You know, we're talking with Dave Jones with the Cape, New Mexico, supporting homeschoolers. But Dave, I got to tell you, it blesses my heart to see ministry that is able to get into the public schools.
Yes.
It's you know, they legally, which I'm sure you know, they have opportunity to have these clubs. And they do it the right way as far as getting into the public schools. But listen, if homeschool is something you are interested in, and we feature Cape, New Mexico almost every year as a viable option for you and your family, especially for those that look at, you know, where New Mexico lands, Dave, David, as far as on the national landscape and ranking in education, and we know it's still at the bottom of the list.
That's it, Steve. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of homeschooling is you can set the curriculum, and right from the get-go, right out of the gate in the morning, you could start with Bible, prayer, and just honor God throughout your day and use a curriculum that shows the glory of God.
Yep. You know, and listen, some people choose to homeschool their kids for a time and then do something else, or all the way through high school. And in just a moment, we're going to get to the graduation information. But first, let's talk about the upcoming legislative session, David. And January 20th, it gets underway at the Roundhouse in Cape, New Mexico. The website, again, cape-nm.org, and you'll find it under the events tab. Cape at the Capitol, an annual event happening February 5th. What happens on that day?
So on that day, we're celebrating not only Home Education Week, but a lot of times we're taking an opportunity to instruct parents and children on the legislative process. A lot of times we have either a senator or a representative come in and address the group. We are going around to the different legislators and providing them with information about homeschooling as well as a personal gift. Because ideally, Steve, what we want is we want to establish those relationships with our elected officials, because there will possibly come a time where legislation is introduced that may be anti-homeschooling, and we want to be able to say, listen, we're normal people who want to just simply train up our children, and we don't need government interference on educating our kids. And so during that week, we go around and we just simply make contact with our legislators. We watch a session, go into the sometimes we're even recognized from the floor, and the governor sometimes signs a home education proclamation. It's been, I think, a couple of years since that's happened, but we'd really like that for that to happen again here in the near future.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier that, you know, other states that are considering legislation that is really making it more difficult to homeschool, although not impossible. And, you know, even in those times where it could get more difficult, this is a reason to be connected to cape-nm.org, Cape, New Mexico, is to navigate that kind of legislation. You know, it just boggles the mind, David. You know, it's kind of like, you know, how things have been over the last few years. It's like, really? You look at the statistics when it comes to how well homeschoolers perform, whether on the tests that are taken for kids K through 12, or how they perform after homeschooling when they head off to a private state or Christian college. The stats speak for themselves.
And they do, Steve. I mean, it's clear that when you can take that time on an individual one-on-one basis to use the model in the Bible about discipleship, you know, you can disciple your kids and then tailor the education to how they learn, how you teach. And it's clearly been proven statistically, homeschool students outnumber and outperform public schools most of the time, then from the 50th percentile up to the 80th percentile.
Yeah, and I would say, and I don't know, you may have stats for this, but not only on education and what they know, but socialization. You know, so often there's that stigma, you know, that's given by people who aren't familiar with homeschooling that, oh, how are they going to be developed socially? And it's like, well, what do you mean? Well, you know, shouldn't they be in public school where there's, you know, okay, so you mean in a place where they're in a room every day with 30 other people or more that are the same age. How often has that happened for you, other than your high school reunion, when you graduate? I know that, you know, now, and I'm speaking from experience, my kids were homeschooled. Now, we homeschooled from birth.
Yep.
To typically to high school, and our kids went to charter schools or what have you. But I will tell you, my kids were, I don't know if they were necessarily extroverts, but they were prepared to look people in the eye and have a conversation be more prepared to have those adult conversations than many of the other kids their age that went to private schools or public schools or what have you. So let me just say, as a parent, if that's a concern of yours, I assure you the chances are your kids are going to be socially more equipped to walk into college or the workplace.
That's so true, Steve, because even both of my kids homeschooled all the way through. What homeschooling really does is it teaches kids how to learn. If they really want to learn, they'll pick up a topic. And I look at both my son and my daughter, so proud of them. You know, whether it's they're still involved in ministry at church, they're still our friends,
yeah,
they're excelling on their jobs, they're making an impact. As I said at the beginning of this show, homeschooling can not only make an impact on this current generation, but future generations, because both of our kids are going to homeschool their kids.
Yeah. And speak briefly, David, about socialization. When people say, yeah, but what about organized sports? And what about, you know, going to their prom? What about graduation? Can you speak to those kind of things for people that are concerned?
Oh, yeah. So, for instance, within Albuquerque, there is a Albuquerque Homeschool Sports Association graduation. CAPE NM puts on an annual graduation ceremony every year. There are so many different opportunities, whether it's support groups, co-ops that people get involved in. And like I said, from a socialization standpoint, our kids were always around a lot of times other adults, and they had to learn how to, you know, look people in the eye and yes, sir, no, no, ma'am, and basically get along. And so I would say that, you know, there's so many different opportunities for homeschooling families to put their kids into different experiences to, you know, real life situations.
Now, graduation, that's on the calendar?
Yes. Yeah. Graduation is scheduled for May 16th over at Legacy Church. Registration will be opening here January 20th. You can go to capenm.org and submit all of the information. And I want to tell you, the CAPE graduation is so awesome. You get to see how lives are honoring God. You know, and a graduation is really, in my mind, you look at the kids that have gone through, it's those parents that have sacrificed all those years to train those kids up.
Yeah, what an investment, and really an eternal investment. January 20th, that registration opens for graduation at cape-nm.org. Our final content, we've got a minute or two, David, to talk about the convention and what people can expect there who haven't been before. And I mentioned earlier what they can find online in way of what's happened in the past. And I know you have information about the keynote speaker for this year.
Yeah, so online, you know, if you wanted to check out what has happened in the past, our recording studio, we've got recordings of all of our previous conventions. But the 2026 homeschool convention is scheduled for April 17th and 18th, which is going to be held at Legacy Church at 7201 Central Ave Northwest. You can go to capenm.org to look at the events. But basically, this is, like I said, marking our 30th anniversary by supporting the homeschool community in New Mexico. Like I said, if you're somebody who's just wanting to know what is all about this homeschooling, how do I get involved? We've got a free Getting Started workshop on the 16th.
Is that Thursday?
That's Thursday night.
Okay.
Yep. And then the convention is on Friday and Saturday. Now, the convention, if you've never been before, we have an exhibit hall that has a number of different curriculum providers. You can go shopping. And that's one of the things every year. My wife and I went in there. We got our curriculum, got it all set up, ready to go. And, you know, it's one thing to look at something online, but it's another thing to actually talk to the people who actually created that curriculum.
Yeah, and David, at the convention, will those who are just trying to dip their toe in this and figure it out. Is there like forum type opportunities to talk and ask questions to current homeschooling families?
Yeah, we actually have a number of different seminars, and those seminars will actually have some sometimes for question and answers.
Yeah.
There's panels where you can ask mom certain questions, panels that you can ask dad certain questions.
And if and listen, if that date doesn't work for you, maybe take a little trip down to Las Cruces for the mini conference. It's happening this month, January 23rd and 24th. And again, if you want information about any of what we've talked about today, just send an email to info@cape-nm.org. Dave Jones has been our guest with Cape New Mexico. And Dave, obviously, we got to get you back in convention time. But enjoy the time in the Capitol here, February 5th.
Yes.
And look forward to having you back in again real soon.
Steve, I so appreciate the time to talk about homeschooling today.
Oh, likewise, I assure you. Hey, stick around. We're going to find out more about the marriage enrichment workshop and more from a local artist that we visited with during the holidays. It's all coming up on ABQ Connect.